The planet Mars in astrology is considered malefic, where it's more likely to cause stress and struggle than it is expected to bring good. And Mars moving into Scorpio today, it's now in the darkest sign on the wheel, bringing a risky or secretive theme into the lives of every single zodiac. And this episode explores all of those spicy possibilities. Hello, and welcome to the Horoscope Vault, a podcast that explores the week ahead through the lens of astrology, with a view to helping you make more confident decisions through life's chapters. I'm Charlie, a fourth-year associate member of the American Federation of Astrologers and astrology reader for Radio's The Bob and Sherry Show, sharing sometimes funny but always practical astrology insights. Today's episode is for October the 12th, when malefic Mars switches sign into its traditional ruler, Scorpio. And during its nearly two-month stay in this sign, the main themes brought up include shallowness, distrust, overload, and dysfunction. Or if you're on the other side making the most of this transit using the knowledge from this episode, then it could be more like harmony, beauty, competence, and wealth. I'll look at each horoscope using the solar chart method, which forecasts using the sun in your sign as the first house point of the chart. But if you are one of the fortunate ones that knows your exact birth time, then your reading can be further personalized. And if you're just beginning your experience in astrology or are simply wondering what kind of things can a reading with me even tell you, then check out the 15-minute introductory option, which is like having your own private podcast and gives you a straight to the point audio analysis from which you can then decide whether to explore readings more in depth or just stick around for the weekly show. The planet Mars is an energetic planet. It's the most energetic of them all, with maybe the Sun and Uranus coming in close second and third. Mars is a symbol of the drive, the will, and the potential independence of being human. It's clearly connected with physical energy and effort. Some astrologers use the word work, but I prefer the word effort. And this planet was named by ancients as the bright and burning one. This red orb literally was named after the Roman god of war and agriculture. It's all about force, and it is interestingly linked to military and law enforcement too. So I would expect to see big shifts in those spaces over the next few weeks. All of the Mars festivals celebrating this planet, this god, in Rome occurred during March, which is the solar month of Aries mainly, which happens to be the sign that Mars rules. It is considered an inner planet. It's obviously closer than some of the further out celestial bodies and is one of the few that we can occasionally see without any equipment, just simply with our human eye. Symbolically, which is what astrology is, it's just symbolism that has been carried over from past practices and deciphered in the here and now. The symbolism of astrology is stories of certain experiences related to the movements observed in the sky and recorded via these glyphs that we now know as planetary symbols. The significance of this symbol and its connection to Mars is about pushing and moving and shoving and forcefully advancing. It could be considered a bully planet with its aggression, and if unregulated, it is often prominent in the charts of those who were bullied or those who were even the bully themselves. There's a passionate, fiery side of this planet, which is also connected with sexual energy in a really primal way. And there are so many sensual signs on the zodiac. Taurus is titillating. Cancer oozes sensuality effortlessly. Libra is aloof in its seductiveness. And Scorpio has this intensely powerful, magnetic, carnal energy. Aries and Mars is the most raw, the most primal. It's the first understanding point of creation and is the important precursor to all of this, which really is just attraction. Mars is about being attracted to something. It's about being stirred up, awakened. It's almost like a call to action. Most of the things you feel pulled into, called into, is likely thanks to the magnetism of your personal Mars placement by house and sign. I'll be releasing a whole separate episode on the natal impact of Mars and how exactly to find out your Mars sign. But for now, we're considering its universal impact as it makes its way from Libra into Scorpio today. Alongside the ruling sign of Aries, Mars traditionally ruled the sign of Scorpio too. So you can imagine that this ingress as Mars is going back to a place that feels like home. The attractive drives that can show up are definitely worth listening to. And it's worth tuning into the style and type of things that feel motivating to you during its stay here. As Mars transits through the sign of Scorpio, it's the revitalized energy to create, defend, build, seek, claim, pursue, and as an outcome of all of those things, to change fate as a result. Mars in Scorpio is the stoking of a fire that's lit under passion. It's time to achieve what you want in life and to look for a clear path towards that. But a very important factor is in keeping the path, keeping the means to achieving your goals, a complete secret. All the Mars keywords suggesting intensity, there are just as many active competitors or adversaries as there are supportive cheerleaders in your life. In fact, maybe there are more of the formidable types than the awesome ones. And the big question with any Mars placement or any Mars aspect really is how? How is it that you take action? How do you use this energy to move? With the sign of Scorpio being the deepest, most mysterious sign on the chart wheel and Mars moving there, for each and every sign in its universal position, how to take action is simple. You do the thing that you're doing quietly. You do it intensely. You do it deeply and you do it in hermit mode. You kind of focus mainly on doing it without anyone else knowing that you're doing it. A few ways to make sure that the Mars transit presents itself in the most amazing way, avoiding the struggles and tension that could manifest, is really to have lots and lots and lots of stuff to do. Having plenty of things that are important to you on your to-do list leaves little room to be attacked or questioned about your motives because you're busy doing the thing. You're busy making the moves, taking the actions and arguments that can occur a lot with Mars movements because one person thinks that they can tell another person what they should be doing with their energy. When someone says, don't do that, do this. The reason unsolicited instruction is so uncomfortable and feels so unnatural to anything Mars related comes back to its original meaning of independence. Whether you find out the tough way or the easy way with Mars, you're gonna find out. You don't want or need to be told, and also in the same kind of space, shouldn't be doing the telling yourself unless it's part of your job or you are specifically asked to. Healthy debates must be considered, and when it's occurring correctly for a positive purpose, there's nothing wrong with a good debate or disagreement, but it must serve some kind of bigger multi-level purpose. It's through debating and fighting that you learn about your own desires, your own strengths, and your level of personal power. The negative side of Mars mainly manifests itself when there is no outlet for the intensely active energy. When there is energy that's left unspent, it's left in the body, accumulated, it can turn inwards onto the body's functions. You can even become super clumsy, knocking into things, scrapes, burns, bruises. These are all Mars favorites. If you are not working or resting, then exercising as a matter of Mars, channeling any leftover and residual tension, is so important. And as it moves through your chart, impacting a specific house for the next nearly 2 months based on your sign, a whole specific area of life becomes vigorously energized through the progression of this very set order of themes. The first kind of theme is about establishing new rules for your survival based on which rules and conditions you've already been following that felt correct versus those that have felt wrong. To challenge, and more importantly, to change the way of caring for yourself and caring for each other begins with the adjustments happening this Mars in Scorpio season. This survival phase lasts from October the 12th to October the 14th. And actually, the main message here for these couple days is, if it's not broken, don't fix it. But, and this is a big but, because this particular moment is disruptively aspected, it's almost as if this starts out with a clear rebellion against the correct methods. That means for these few days you are more reluctant to do the organized, orderly process of what worked correctly just for these few days, where too much maybe stimulation going on in the world makes even the basic principles a little bit too difficult to handle. The next theme between October the 15th to the 22nd, which is a testing week out of this whole transit, is designed for struggle. So there will be a struggle. The deepest point of this is not knowing what to struggle for, because struggle can bring a purpose to life when its results leave you feeling healthier or more alive, more in tune. Taking risks and struggling can be more calculated during this week, and it's a great time to really look deep into what's truly worth fighting for that brings you purpose and satisfaction, compared to what feels like just an outright struggle that really shouldn't be there. It just shows up as struggle for the sake of it. The theme between October 23rd to October 30th is about pattern integration. And the purpose of this week-by-week rundown is just in aligning you with the timing. Imagine trying to integrate a pattern during a time that is meant to be about rebellion. It's not going to work, and some things have to be thrown out before new integrations can be made. It's just the basic physics of space and making room. So the 23rd to the 30th of October and its message is about integrating the patterns that you know from memory definitely work for you, while staying open and alert to the possibility of maybe being thrown off. What that does mean is, if you have a weakness in your system, and we all do, every single individual has a number of weaknesses alongside strengths. But this particular week, the weakness has the possibility of creeping in and throwing everything else off balance. So this would be a great week to do everything by the book, in that you write down and stick to some of the organizational functions. You regularly reference your schedule. You take some planned action and really, really stick to plans, because life will do its best to kick you off your routine during this week, from October 31st, Halloween, through to November 7th, is a surge of creative expression. I wouldn't be surprised to see more artistic stuff in the news. New releases of movies, fresh music, a change in a law, or a change in something with a headline that reads, "We used to do this, but we should actually be doing this." It's like a collective comparison of something from the past. And in an individual sense, if you can get lost in the art of creating, you'll be so busy doing what you're supposed to do, you won't even notice all of the attention that you're attracting, which is very Mars in Scorpio. The 8th of November through to the 15th may be a week that feels like you're just explaining yourself. There are lots of explanations required during this time, but that doesn't mean that you're obliged to do so, especially if the questioning clearly has an unsavory origin. This could be someone who is jealous, someone who is unsupportive. You cannot clearly communicate your breakthrough and insights if you feel vulnerable to how they're being received, which kind of doubles down on this being the season of keeping your actions a complete secret. November 16th through to the 23rd of November, which is when Mars will exit Scorpio and enter Sagittarius. This is all about personal skills of power. The weeks prior to this week have been a mutation of action, not emotion, not thought, but action. If it were Mercury moving through this sign right now, I'd be discussing the mutation and changes of mindset. If it were Jupiter moving through this part of the wheel, it would point out changes in luck and wisdom. But it is the planet Mars, therefore the stages are all transformations of action, which I like to call personal power skills. And at this point, your energy is reconfigured regarding resources. So hopefully, you now have full control over the gas pedal that functions in alignment with your work and energetic bursts, connected directly to where it is that you put your money, what you consider your assets. This is about your funds and your food, and the most important resource of all, your attention. In giving your attention to just anything, this is a poor investment, and perhaps the experience of reorganization is a significant catalyst for change in your world, which is now ready and equipped to be different for the purpose of getting different results. And it's worth mentioning that this transit is happening with Pluto direct, meaning that matters of restriction are important. Limitation that seemed to impact the past few months allows you to see the benefit of restriction. A great example of this is that of a dam. A dam is constructed as a restriction on purpose. It's built to control water, to make sure that the right amount is at the right place. If the water rises up and spills over the dam, if it moves outside of the created limitations that it's placed under, well then that's suddenly flash flooding and all kinds of damage and potential loss of life. Making it important to have a constructed restriction for this force of nature. Do you see where I'm going with this? The restrictions you experience are the constructions of necessary dams in your life that protect and serve a purpose. It's very spiritual to want to be wild and free, but it's also very dangerous, and danger is not the name of the game. Survival is. The benefits of limitation for your sign and the sidestepping of disaster, thanks to the reformative Mars in Scorpio transit, is detailed in each individual horoscope, which are timestamped below for your convenience. For Aries, Scorpio highlights your chart space that rules traditional elements of sex, rebirth, psychic powers, control, and material things like money. And with Mars entering this area, tests of strength and general conflict or contests in these areas may crop up. Other people's big, strong egos are likely to interfere with the stability you have in all of those mentioned things, and in the more intense connections that you have with others, there may be some impatience in figuring things out, putting things to rights, and just an all-round urgency to carefully and selectively reveal secrets about others, but only if they could negatively impact your life if they remain hidden. A matter in question, something that has been oscillating between problematic and okay, problematic and okay again, becomes more like a life or death issue now, where you could be deciding if it should be brought to an end once and for all. So this is definitely a time of evaluating your life's choices, and in general, there may be an attraction to changing your career or your life goals in order to rebuild the whole system, so to speak, making the new development exactly to your tastes. Clinging on to what works is only helpful all the while that it actually works. When things get difficult in your career realm, it may be with the idea of encouraging you to start afresh. Taurus, this transit happens opposite your sun placement, so as it sounds, there will be a lot of oppositions during this time frame for you. Oppositions are brought to attention through interaction with other people, so you may want to just hide away. But that would be like wasting a great opportunity to excavate the things that need to be dug up and figured out. The things you've been pushing down and avoiding. And if you've been lax with goals too, the stimulation from this ingress could push you into overdrive, and as a result you feel irritable and restless. The key to mastering this is to pick a small goal, and it must be small, a focus that you can put your everything into for the next 6 weeks. There may also be this subconscious push that you should be doing something more than you have been. And while in spiritual practices, there's a lot of talk on how not to succumb to the pressure of outside influences, this happens to be a necessary pressure now. This is your time to act on something. And with this being the sign opposite yours, this could be about forming or even ending a partnership. An important decision in your personal life is brewing, and if you follow the opportunity, you'll be clear of it by late November, resolution in hand. For Gemini, Mars in Scorpio is the ultimate hard work transit, especially for your sign. And work is the first point on the agenda. When you go to work, and this is such a simple question, when you go to work, are you stressed? Is it intense? Do you bump into things? Do you hurt yourself? Do you feel agitated and more? Or is it a place of release where you can let out all your high intense energy and reap the rewards? If it's the former, then you could actually get into trouble at work this next few weeks and may even find yourself face to face with a decision between overworking yourself to the bone or trying to find a way to work smart, not hard. This transit highlights the benefits of working for yourself. And if you don't have a side hustle or a little project that has the potential to be a source of income, you could stumble upon a pretty cool one during this time frame. If you do have ideas of a project that parallels your regular job and can boost your income and change the way you work altogether, putting some extra effort and attention into that will pay off more now than it would if you decided to start in, let's say, December. So work on the details of your side hustle during this time and you'll bear witness to the most perfect results. This transit for Cancer, congratulations, because firstly, Mars in Scorpio means it's moving out of your chart space of the home, where the past couple months could have felt really stressful in the very four walls that you're supposed to feel peace and safety within. If there's been agitation at home, it begins to ease now, whether that's because you've decided to put up boundaries and walls and generally care less, becoming healthily selfish, or whatever it is that you've literally done to remove the offending situation from your home life. This could also be leaving work at work or having a serious chat with family where resolution finally feels good. A boost in energy comes from this transit as Mars impacts your Sun in a positive trine harmony. Think along the lines of added confidence, added strength, and if there's something you should be or want to be doing that is going to take a lot of courage, launching that and putting effort in there right now does wonders. With more effort into the things that you want to and should be doing, and especially focusing on things that bring you strong security and resources, also comes the potential of better work situations. And there is more clarity in what you should be doing now and how exactly to do it to better economize your situation, which is both removing clutter and hoarded objects, literally making space for new stuff, and gaining and accruing different forms of security and assets. There is the potential jealousy, which is a downside here of Mars moving through this sign. And if it's not jealousy in a romantic situation, it could be jealousy of a peer who is soaring high and doing well in their projects. This jealousy could radiate from you, but it also could be projected onto you. And the key really is to transform jealousy into inspiration And one interesting side tip here is to avoid action movies during this transit. Think more along the lines of creatively inspiring documentaries or shows, and you'll be able to harness that energy for your own use. For Leo, this ingress of Mars into Scorpio goes one way or the other. It's either a time of complete triumph, where your recent efforts accumulate for the better, or it's a time of frustration where you feel like you maybe missed the boat on something. You become hyper aware of your actions and can think more along the lines of, if I do this, then this will happen. If I do that, then that will happen. Really understanding consequences is a great gift of this transit, while thinking and feeling like you have zero control on the outcome of something is the undesirable presentation. This is not about making decisions in a steamrolling way where you push and push and push against resistance that shows up, which could result in a bit of struggle that takes a lot of energy. And this is energy you kind of really didn't want to be spending in that direction. Some emotional challenges are related to the past, some painful experiences in the home, the family, or the most recent relationship. And there's an element of selfishness that, when healthy, will heal you and help your mind feel like it's functioning smoothly. But selfishness for questionable reasons is a surefire way to give yourself a fresh 2-year cycle of belligerent and domineering circumstances. Used positively, home improvement is an amazing channel of energy for the next few weeks, so rebirth your living space, change things around, deconstruct and then reconstruct something. And as a result, the rest of life could be quite peaceful. For Virgo, communication in all areas of your life, business, contracts, siblings, or your local community, these are all a big thing now. If you need to take a trip, it may be that you do so in private. And if you are on the move, taking like a little trip or a few little trips, frustrations that come about from things that you couldn't have even predicted, like hidden influences that you think you really just could not have prepared for, could litter the experience. Don't allow these things to bother you by expecting kind of the unexpected. You're open to whatever. This is almost like the least profound of all the signs, experiences of Scorpio and Mars, with a suggestion of needing to stay active, maybe even needing to bite your tongue and re-examine your agreements for any hidden motives. This could be a nice time to electively spend your days doing things that you have no interest in sharing with others. Conversation. Communication is so key, but you know, the basic chit-chat is an absolute no-no during this time. It's almost infuriating if you have to engage in the mindless, how are yous, and I'm good, thanks, how about you? There's very little satisfaction in that rigmarole. Overall, this is really best for you progressing in a private agreement or investment or deal that you have going on, with the main emphasis being anything that you do, to do it in private. Money ambitions ignite with this placement for the sign of Libra as Mars leaves your sign. It recently energized you, or it may have tested and challenged you, or even just a little bit of both. However it did it, the movement of Mars through Libra ramped up your personal power to be an agent of change in your own experience. And now you're looking for material ways to express this need and effort. On the one hand, this could be impulsive purchases, impulsive material drives that are all about instant gratification. On the other hand, this could be an entrepreneurial kick where you want to make something happen that generates a little bit more income. This is great for exploring passive or low effort income ideas. The only issue being that the more you look for outside justification or confirmation of your idea, the less confidence you will actually have for it. Mars is all about being challenged. There's no doubt about that. And if you've been personally challenged over the past few months, now you can find that showing up through your ambition. The key to mastering this is collaborating with people not for the purpose of having difficult to make decisions bolstered or even answered for you by someone else, but instead to learn what they know how to do and then to use that knowledge for yourself. Who do you secretly admire in your spare time for what they do and they achieve? Connect with them more this next few weeks. This is the biggest impact for you as Mars moves into your sign of Scorpio, meaning it will at some point directly contact your Sun. If you're born in the first week of Scorpio, this will be immediate. And the subsequent weeks of Scorpio, well, this will be more progressive for you. You yourself become more Mars-like, more dominant, more forceful, more confident, and you will crave independence and may get to enjoy a little bit more freedom too. This is a great time to travel, though as with all Mars matters, it's worth mentioning impulse is the worst thing for any action. If you do travel, plans should be well thought out and made much, much in advance. Your determination growing could generate a little bit of conflict with male influences in your life, and they may look at you as subordinate or just difficult to handle. And this doesn't matter whether you're male or female yourself, it's going to be the masculine energy that's intense. The issue is that you are not supposed to be handled, so that's their problem. But at the same time, be aware of people's facial expressions, their tone of voice or their body language when they connect with you, because it could be telling of how they're feeling based on what energy you are giving off. Being mindful is really all that's needed here. And there is one other risk of maybe overdoing it. Whatever it is on you, and that's personal. So you could overdo work as much as you could overdo the play and recreational side of life. Balance isn't necessarily your strong suit. Extremism is, from one end to the other. And with balance behind you, the idea of going full steam ahead is great for energizing a recently slow-moving or tired-feeling life, but isn't without its own potential issues, where you could be extra accident-prone if you go too far with risks. Just make sure your risks are extra calculated, and you'll be winning this Mars in Scorpio season. For Sagittarius, this is such an interesting place for Mars to move through Scorpio. Happening in the 12th house, it's all about low energy, lack of quality sleep, lack of drive for anything other than relaxation, and maybe a little bit of energy towards self-indulgence. There is a purpose to this though. Energy must wind down and kind of become manageable in order for it to be transformed. Imagine changing the bed covers of a California king versus the bed covers of a single bed. It's way easier to change the single bed covers, and this transit kind of has the effect of reducing your unconscious actions into much smaller containers so that you can handle them well. There are a few things, like irritability is a given, and lack of rest, as already stated, is something to contend with, but if you know how to handle it by making sure you allow yourself extra time to sleep, if you already know it's not going to be easy, then that's a good start. The great big potential of this ingress is much more than just basic subconscious alignment. It's true deep diving spiritual and even occult work. Exploring things like readings, tarot, astrology, horoscopes, and all the kind of metaphysical and unseen information in the world is perfect for this low energy time. It's through discoveries that you make from information that is not readily available, information you kind of have to go searching for, that prepares you for when Mars moves into your sign in November and not only energizes your life, but actions a new direction for improvement altogether. Consider doing some self-development work over these next 6 weeks and you'll be perfectly ahead of yourself. For the sign of Capricorn, Mars moving into Scorpio offers you a boost, thank goodness, as you've been under a lot of stress and a lot of change and a lot of intensity since Pluto retrograded back into your sign in June. This time frame though, it kind of indicates a time of healing, taking on things that you feel fit to take on instead of the juggling act that life sometimes feels like. This is a great time for making solid plans and adjustments to your goals that are already in action. And it could feel very positive to do so. This whole re-energized experience is towards materializing a dream that's sitting just beneath the surface, where the key to this is teamwork, and not just a collaborative sense of teamwork. Your home life is formed of people who are essentially a team, and that needs to be supportive now. Your friends, the recreational activities and hangouts, this is also kind of a team, and any reckless influences in work, home, or social areas could work to mess up all of your hard efforts from here on in if you let it. Being picky about the types of people you connect with is a positive manifestation here, and you don't have to draw a circle of trust and text people telling them that they're outside of it. You don't have to announce this. In fact, it's best kept quiet because this isn't so much of a cutoff as it is being temporarily unavailable for anything other than progress. Stick to that, and you'll be miles ahead of your peers come the end of November, but get dragged down into debauchery and behaviours that, while they may feel good, they give nothing concrete in return. Well, then that's a surefire way to come in last when November's switch of sign from Mars into Sagittarius arrives. As always, you get to choose. For Aquarius, the ingress of Mars moving into Scorpio forms a square to your Sun, and in astrology, the Sun is really a lot to do with the experience of your identity. So running with that, your identity could experience defeat, conflict, secret efforts that are working at a cross-purpose to your goals of simplicity and life. This could be an action from the past coming back to haunt you. Scorpio is spooky season, after all. And while it's true that your drive is likely amplified, you may really only have energy towards your legacy, your future goals and that kind of thing, including exploring career options in the very long distant future way. If you do all of this with too much force though, then your reputation may take on a life of its own, and that in itself could condition the next few weeks in one way or another. If there is a secret that you've been keeping about work, or the secret that you've been keeping from work, this could almost be more visible. And if it's something that is a result of poor choices in the past, consequences could feel like they're about to turn up on your doorstep. Or alternatively, you may be so unaware of the potential consequences that you're almost feeling afraid in the shadows of something that could totally bite you in the butt. On the positive side, secrets that are wholesome in your work, they favour the situation. And of course, you cannot undo the past. You really, really can't. So there's no use in getting upset over something that you did. But with this energetic action planet Mars giving you a chance to conquer or concede, you do get the choice of how to move forward from here. Spend this time discovering what you really want moving forward, especially in relation to your home and family life as it stands in contrast against your work life. Balance isn't necessarily the goal here. Conclusive certainty about where you are happy is. Be mindful of your past as it impacts your future these coming weeks. For Pisces, a water sign transit such as Mars moving through Scorpio is always going to boost another water sign. For you, this transit could open your mind to some information that you didn't know before, but only if you consciously pay attention. It's likely that there's some information in your environment that you need to know, that you need to receive. And with this knowledge, there could be a conflict because if you are fanatical about something yourself already, it could prevent you from taking in and absorbing the updated info. And the goal of life is to thrive, survive, and evolve. How can you evolve with information that is exactly as it was many, 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 many moons ago without any progress? And while this is not a message to instantly believe everything, which you probably wouldn't anyway, Pisces is not the gullible sign by any means. It is a warning that digging your heels into the mud where you think you're preserving your sacred and wise knowledge, brings up the question, are you actually? Maybe you're doing yourself a disservice by not being open to potentially mutative info that we happen to learn as a species in the process of evolving. This Mars in Scorpio transit is great for receiving new insights and ideas that are different to what you currently believe, exploring them, trying them on for size, and then deciding. It's not a transit for dismissing things at the first word, nor is it the transit for holding on to outdated methods. The places you may find yourself able to learn about new and improved stuff could be in areas of health and finance. These two areas of your life are perfectly roused now, and if you look for experiences to expand your knowledge in these areas, instead of defending your existing ideas, you could find that come November, so much of your life direction changes in a profound way. That's it for this Mars into Scorpio episode. The next big sign change for a planet is Mercury, which joins Mars in Scorpio as of the 22nd of October, with the following day being the start of Scorpio season, thanks to the Sun moving into the very same sign. There's a lot of extra Scorpio on the plate for this part of the year, and all of that good info and astrological insight is available on the regular Sunday horoscope episodes. So follow the show and tune in to see which gates are now about to be fully and completely open for you to run through. Catch you in the next episode. Okay, bye.